is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. In-depth conversations about current Roaring Fork Valley issues with the reporters who know them best. I'm Kristen Kay. It's April 14th.
We've already eliminated a devastating anti-coal regulation, but that was just the beginning. Today, I'm taking bold action to follow through on that promise. My administration is putting an end to the war on coal.
Statements like this from the Trump administration have environmentalists circling the wagons, and they're using any means they can to fight back. There are social media protests, like the Alt National Park movement, good old-fashioned protests, like those against Trump's pick to head the EPA, Scott Pruitt, and marches, like the Sierra Club's People's Climate March, planned for Earth Day. Locally, environmental group Wilderness Workshop hosted a panel discussion with the legal nonprofit Earth Justice on April 5th. It was called Resistance, in the courts and on the ground. Leaders for the two organizations discussed their different approaches to one common goal, protecting the environment in the age of Trump. Elizabeth Stewart Severy was there. I asked her to describe the two organizations and the purpose of this event.
So Wilderness Workshop mostly focuses on the White River National Forest. And Earth Justice is a national group which calls itself the law firm for the environmental movement. So the event was about advocacy, certainly, meant to rally local people who care about the environment to discuss what concerned citizens can do on a grassroots level, and also to inform people about what's being done on a national level in the courts.
So what is Earth Justice focused on right now nationally?
Well, the Trump administration rolled back an Obama-era moratorium on coal leases. Trump declared this the, quote, end of the war on coal. And that has environmentalists concerned because coal is a very dirty source of energy. But both Trump and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke spoke about energy independence and bringing back jobs through this action. So in any event, Earth Justice recently filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration saying the order was illegal because it didn't have any environmental analysis done beforehand. And Drew Caputo with Earth Justice says they'll keep filing lawsuits like this for two reasons. So here's Caputo.
But the value of litigation not only is to force everybody to follow the law, but it's to make people pay attention to what's going on.
So even if the lawsuit isn't successful, it still has a purpose. And then what about Wilderness Workshop? What's happening on the grassroots level a little closer to home?
Well, Wilderness Workshop is all about citizen advocacy. So they're sending email updates pretty regularly reminding people to call their elected officials, and they'll identify what they see as key issues for that. At the panel discussion, Will Rausch, who's the conservation director, spoke about how as the environmental movement has evolved and professionalized, our generation has become accustomed to organizations like Wilderness Workshop speaking up on behalf of concerned citizens. This has meant big progress for the environmental lobby, but Rausch says there's a downside too.
But I think we've also, you know, lost something of the power of citizens, of people who aren't professional environmentalists, taking action.
So Wilderness Workshop is working to energize average people to take action. And a lot of that means making phone calls to elected officials to voice opinions.
Are these groups seeing any success either in the courts or with these grassroots efforts?
Yeah, and actually a large part of the discussion was dedicated to successes. So Will Rausch identified a few key pieces of legislation that have been dropped or seem to be fizzling, and he attributed that to citizen voices. So for example, Jason Chaffetz of Utah introduced a bill that would have made it easier to sell public lands, but he pulled that bill after a significant public outcry across the West. There's also an effort to repeal a Bureau of Land Management rule regarding methane emissions, and that seems like it might be fizzling as people across the West especially are calling elected officials, asking them not to bring that up. And there are others. So while environmentalists say they're gearing up for a lot of battles in the courts, it seems like they're also somewhat optimistic about what happens when people get energized.
So what are these groups afraid of?
Well, I'll let Drew Caputo from Earth Justice answer that.
It is not hyperbole to say that we are facing the most anti-environmental presidential administration since the advent of the environmental movement.
So they're concerned about threats to public lands. The very first action that the House of Representatives took in 2017 was to pass a rules package that included a provision that essentially zeroed the value of public land. So groups are concerned that the administration will move toward selling federal lands. They're concerned about climate impacts from more fossil fuel production and the impacts that that development has on public lands and more, just feeling like there's sort of a general sentiment against the environment in this administration.
Was there anything surprising that you heard from the panel?
Yeah. One thing that I thought was interesting, when Scott Pruitt was nominated and then confirmed as the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, there was considerable noise from environmentalists because Pruitt, among other things, has sued the EPA many times and has denied human impacts on climate change. But one kind of incongruous moment happened when Drew Caputo from Earth Justice talked about how if the EPA, under Scott Pruitt, stops enforcing laws and regulations, Earth Justice expects to file lawsuits against this EPA.
Hmm.
So then we could see environmental groups suing the Environmental Protection Agency.
So what about the audience? Did you hear from local people who attended and are concerned?
We heard a lot of stories about contacting representatives and the best ways to do that. And some of our local elected officials attended as well. So Picken County Commissioner Rachel Richards was there. She spoke about getting involved with statewide organizations like the Colorado Municipal League. And representatives from local groups like Indivisible Aspen shared their experiences and their concerns. So it was certainly an event aimed at advocating for the environment and energizing people to speak up if that's an issue they care about.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Kristen.
You can listen to the panel's discussion at our website, aspenpublicradio.org. This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. That was Elizabeth Stewart Severy, our environment reporter, sharing highlights from resistance in the courts and on the ground, a discussion hosted by Wilderness Workshop and legal nonprofit Earth Justice. Here's what else is going on in your valley. Summer in Snowmass means biking, hiking, sightseeing, and soon a climbing wall, zip line, and an alpine coaster. The U.S. Forest Service has given its initial approval for new recreational activities on the Elk Camp side of the ski area. And the Aspen Skiing Company shook up the industry this week with its announcement that it was buying two resort companies, IntraWest and Mammoth. On Valley Roundup this week, news director Carolyn Zachariasen spoke with a panel of local journalists about the possible impacts of these acquisitions. You've been listening to The Dial. I'm Kristen Kay. To hear more extended interviews, go to aspenpublicradio.org. Thank you.